Thanks. How you doing today?
Good. How about yourself?
You know what? It's Thursday. Tomorrow's Friday, so it gets a little better when it's closer to the weekend. I'll tell you that much.
Totally. I feel that.
Hey, brother, I'm going to try to keep things pretty straightforward and to the point. I'm very mindful and respectful of people's time, so I don't want to waste much of your time. I understand. By the way, my name is Mario. I'm one of the supervisors. Tara did wave me down and advised me that, I went into your account. I see that you have presence within the first page of Google already. I see that your listing only has one review. Is there any, particular reason for that? You haven't really got on top of that, Zach, or what's going on with that?
I'm pretty new, so I've had to get reviews for Angie and Yelp, and I'm sort of dispersing them around a little bit. So I probably only have 10 reviews total in my first month.
Gotcha. Okay. And are you working solo, brother? Do you have help? How are you operating?
Just me, yeah.
Yourself. Okay, perfect. Now, help me understand, because right now when I do electricians, you're coming up in the Sebastopol area. My understanding that you want a bigger radius than that.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Okay. Roughly, how far outside of the city there are you willing to travel for new customers?
About 20 miles.
20 miles, okay. All right, bear with me here 1 second.
Sure.
Yeah, and then we would definitely help you, upgrade and get more of those reviews. We'll facilitate it for you because, it's only showing one. And, to be on the top page of Google, it definitely would help you get more, just so you know, as far as business goes.
For sure.
Okay, 20 miles, perfect.
Okay. I still haven't heard a cost yet. I'm really interested in hearing it.
Yeah, the cost is actually quite affordable. I was going to let you know really quick what's included with the cost.
I would like to know the cost first.
Okay. Absolutely. So the cost for the service,
I get a lot of these calls, so I'm just like, I got to filter out pretty quick.
Gotcha, brother. No worries, man. I'm not here to waste your time, man. I promise you that much. But I definitely understand if you're getting these calls every day, it's just like, hey, man, I don't want another sales pitch.
probably like 5 or 6 a day, at least.
Okay. All right. Well, that explains your attitude there, Don.
it's a lot.
No worries, Zach. The pricing to extend the radius for you and bring on more work that falls about 20 miles outside of the city is $249 a month, and that's because you already have your own domain. So we don't have to build with them. We will get that promoted for you as well. Do you have social media by any chance, Zach?
I do.
Okay. The reason that I ask, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I got Facebook and Instagram.
Okay. Well, we work hand by hand with Facebook, so we would promote your Facebook page, and then we would run ads on Facebook for you, and that's already included within the service. You don't have to pay anything additional, right? Because if you were to get a hold of Facebook, they'll charge about $8 a day to get ads running for you through their platform. We include those under that $249. We also include Apple. We will list you through the Apple platform on Apple Maps. And we also work directly with Bing. So that's the pricing that we manage. Again, that's because you already have the domain for the website. So we don't have to build or buy one, for the company. We'll just use the one that you have already. So, the pricing.
Is there a opt-out, or is it like I have to sign a 12-month contract kind of deal?
That's a good question. So the contract with us is 10 years. I'm kidding you, brother. It's month to month.
Nice, bro.
Imagine that. Hey, man, you're stuck with us for 10 years. Jesus Christ.
You're hooked. You're hooked.
You're like, hey,
you know,
man, that's
I would,
a...
I would, if you guys are, so you're saying you can run, you're going to run Facebook ads for me for sure, and that's what, how do I see, like, how that ad's doing? Like, is there a way that I can
you're going to have access to that, brother. I mean, we're really transparent on everything we do. We're not going to hide anything. You're actually also going to have a dashboard, for the service that we do. So you'll have a dashboard where you're able to see, like, you know, how many people are also calling you from the Google platform, how many people are clicking on the GBP, the profile, the ads. You're going to see the ads, you know, because we're going to give you access to that. There's nothing that we're going to do in any way that you don't have access to it. I mean, we're going to work hand by hand with you. And yes, the ads are included on Facebook, brother. You're not going to pay separate for that.
So I'm already paying $210 a month for Facebook ads. So if you guys are doing that for me, and what'd you say? Google reviews, you do that too?
Yeah. Well, we help you do the reviews on Google so you can get more stars. I mean, you have one star. That's not a very good look, right? I mean, I'm not saying anything bad about the company. I get it, but I'm saying, the reason that people don't leave reviews, a lot of the times people don't know this, is that, you know, people have to log into their account, they have to put in their password, then they have to log in and put in the review, hit submit. So, believe it or not, even though it only takes about 5 minutes, people are like, I don't want to go through that. So what we do is that we're going to send that customer, when you're done with them, we send them a link where they just hit one button and they decide how many stars they want to leave you. Right, so it's really simple, and that's how our clients, they love that feature, because now the customer just, bam, bam, you get 5 stars. So that, cool. And we need you to get more stars than one.
yeah, for sure. I'm pretty new, for sure. That's part of the deal. But okay, well, let's do it. So if I sign up, how do I get out of it if I need to get out of it?
There's no contract, Zach. It's a month-to-month service. All you would do is let us know, hey, I don't want to pay the next month, and that would wrap it up. I mean, I don't think that you would want to do that if, you know, once you see the results. But again, it's my job to let you know you have that option.
So you feel pretty confident that this is going to get good results and I'm going to be up high on Google?
I got to tell you this much, man. I mean, I'm not working off of commission, brother, so there's no reason for me to try to pull your leg or BS you. I can tell you this, that it's not Well, if they're being honest with you, they shouldn't be saying that, because most of these companies, you know, that's why they tell you that, you know, oh, you're going to have these many jobs, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do that, and they promise you the world. And, you know, and once you say yes, they get that commission check, and it's like, oh, well, you figure it out. Doesn't work like that, man. We have to follow strict Google guidelines. We work under Google politics. So we have rules to obey. And when you ask me, not that I'm very confident. I'm giving you feedback on the results that I see on all of our clients that are on that first page of Google, right, and are getting promoted the correct way, are running the ads the correct way. I mean, you'll be the judge of it, brother. That's the good part about the service, is that everything's based off of results. Right, you see this working, you see us keeping you busy, you're going to stay with us for a long term, right? If you don't see those results, then what happens? You part ways. There's no cancellation fee. You can move on, you know, without doing that. But like I said, I mean, once you see what we can do, I think you'll stick around.
All right, well, I'll tell you what, if that's the case, what's your name?
Mario, Mario. Yeah. I would just need some basic info from you, Zach. I mean, do you have an email address, brother?
Yeah, zpelectric1@gmail.com.
zpelectric1@gmail.com. All right.
I mean, it's the same price as my Facebook ad, so if you guys are going to do that for me, I'll just for that reason alone, I'll do this. I mean, let's go for it. I don't even need to waste. You know,
it's a no-brainer. I see what you're saying. Okay. And what's your last name, brother, if you don't mind me asking?
Partain. P-A-R-T-A-I-N.
Partain. P-A-R-T what?
A-I-N.
A-I-N. Okay. And then everything you, we're going to leave everything the same, right? The phone number, we're not going to change anything on that, right?
No, same stuff.
Same stuff. Okay, perfect.
796-346-8696
hey.
Hutchins Avenue.
Gotcha. Hey, I don't mean to jump off topic here, but where's this city from? Because, I mean, I lived in California my entire life. I've never heard of Cebu. I mean, we're out of Southern California. We're like about 10 minutes from Disneyland. That's where I'm calling you from, our corporate headquarters. But where is Cebu?
Sebastopol.
Sorry, go ahead. Sebastopol.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm from Santa Ana originally. So I'm from
really?
There. Yeah. But Sebastopol, hour north of San Francisco.
Hey, man, so what made you move up north, man? I mean, I know life is a lot more expensive up there.
Yeah. Well, I started growing weed like 6 or 7 years ago, something like that. No, it's probably like 10 years ago. And then,
okay.
Because there's a big, like, pot industry up here. And I did that for a few years, and then things changed, and I got into electrical work. So here I am.
So you went from a pot grower to an electrician, huh?
Yeah, that was it.
I wouldn't be surprised if you were doing the electrical work to have all the flowers under the under the light, huh?
For sure. Yeah, for sure. That was kind of part of the hope, was being able to do all those guys, because it's like a lot of money in that, for sure, you know?
I'm sorry, brother. I didn't mean to laugh. That's just a little coincidental that, you know, you... Okay. Perfect. And then what address do you have the business registered to, Zach? Don't worry. We're not going to put this on Google. This is just in case we have to send correspondence to you.
6966 Hutchins Avenue, Unit A.
Hutchins Avenue, okay. And what zip code is that? Is that 95472?
Yeah. What company, what's your company called?
Local, like your local company, and then Splash, like a splash of water.
Okay.
You can look us up. I mean, we've been in business for over 20 years, and we are premier Google partners, so that's always something good to know, right? Because in the States, there's only 40 companies nationwide that have premier partnership with Google. We're one of them, so it's always good to know that.
You guys have great ratings online.
We do. I mean, custom. I mean, and here's the bottom line, man. Like I tell clients, look, when something works, you know, you don't need to tie down nobody to a contract, man. The customer's going to stick around, and a lot, you know, our customers, as long as we're able to keep them busy and keep work coming in, they're happy, man. And that's what we do, working alongside with Google. It's just making sure we we keep that flow of traffic coming in.
Okay. For sure.
Now, the schedule that you have on here, Zach, do you want that to stay the same? Because it shows that you close at 5 p.m.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay, 8 to 5, that's going to be Monday through Saturday, and no work on Sunday.
No work on Sunday.
Okay. Alrighty, perfect. And then we're going to do a 20-mile radius. All right, so bear with me here one quick second. Okay. Now, the website that you have listed here, Zach, is that yours? Are you paying? You're not paying anyone for this, right?
For what now?
For your website. Oh, wait, I mean.
I'm paying for it, yeah.
You are paying for it, okay. Do you have the domain for it, or do you have domain rights to it?
Yeah. I'm reading some reviews that mm-hmm. it's really hard to cancel with you guys.
That it's hard to cancel with us? Absolutely.
Yeah, that
not.
People are having trouble canceling their.
Absolutely not. I mean, here's the bottom line. Everything's going to be in writing, and the call that we're on right now is being monitored and recorded. I mean. I got to tell you that canceling with us is actually one of the things where you call in. Or the other thing you can do, if you don't call in, you just stop paying the service and you're able to cancel. right? So it's not like, you know, we put any restrictions on the cancellation. I mean, part of the service that we have to advise you that you have the right to cancel the service at any time. That's actually under our terms. So canceling is never a challenge if you wanted to cancel, Zach. Again, you know, if you get discrepancies on a client that called in, and they were not happy with the cancellation, I mean, you're a business owner, and I know you're still freshly on the newer side, but you can't keep everyone happy. And if you look on there, I can promise you that you're not going to find maybe more than one or two people that would say something that is definitely not.
For whatever reason, it came up with that first, but I'm seeing 4.8 out of 5 stars here. That's pretty good. 90% retention rate. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, here's the bottom line. I mean, if you go onto the Disneyland website, even they have bad reviews. People get pissed off because their sodas are $12 and their churros are $15, and then they'll put a bad review on Disneyland saying it's the worst place to go to, and you can't help people feeling this way over things that really don't make much sense. But again, you know, I mean, you'll be the judge of our service, you know, and I think at the end of, you know, once you see the results that we do, you know, I think you'll be pretty satisfied, you know. So, and again, it's not about loving what we do or liking what we do. It's about the results, man, at the end of the day, Zach. As long as, you know, we're keeping that traffic and we're keeping you busy, you know, like I said, you'll stick with us for long term as well. Okay, so I just found the website here. I found the, what's the name of the Facebook page that you have? Is it also CP Electric?
Yeah.
Okay. CP Electric. Does it say LLC on Facebook, Zach?
Yeah, I think so. Let me look.
Yeah, can you just verify that for me? Okay, perfect. And then you do have access, Zach, to cpelectric1@gmail.com, correct?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, so it's a cpelectric LLC.
LLC, okay, perfect. I just needed to make sure. Okay. All right, I do need to create a password for the account, Zach. This is in case we call you or you call us. We have to make sure that we're only speaking with you. So you have 3 questions to choose from here. Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's name?
I'll go mother's maiden name is Hegen, H-E-G-G-E-N.
Okay. Just remember that Hegen is going to be the password. So if you ever want to make changes on the Google platform or call us for any reason, you know, we will ask you your mother's maiden name. So of course, don't think you're going to forget that, but just remember that's going to be the password. Okay. Right. And then I'm going to send the confirmations over to that email right now in a second. As far as the 249, Zach, there's 2 ways that you can handle that, brother. You can take care of that with a company card, or you can take care of that with a personal debit card. Which would you like to use?
I'll go company card.
Okay. Because we do work with very secure systems on behalf of Google, Zach, the card has to match exactly what it says on there. So does it say CP Electric LLC or just CP Electric?
CP Electric LLC.
LLC, okay. Does it also have your name on there, Zach?
Yes.
Okay, and your first name is Z as in Zebra, A-C-H, last name P as in Paul, A-R, T-A-I-N. Any middle initials, brother?
No, but it's Zachary, Z-A-C-H-A-R-Y on the card.
Okay, C-A-C-H-A-R-Y, Zachary. Okay, perfect. And is this a Visa, MasterCard, Amex?
It's a Visa.
Visa. Okay, bear with me 1 second. Okay, Visa cards all start with a number 4, brother. Whenever you're ready, you can go ahead.
You know, let's see. I think let me touch base with you again tomorrow. I want to do more research because I keep reading stuff online that I'm just getting like, I'm just not 100% sold on it. There's some stuff on there that's just kind of making me wonder.
Oh, it's okay, brother. I mean, here's the bottom line, bro. I mean, and I understand. I mean, if you're looking, you know, to find bad reviews, if you're looking to to disencourage yourself, I promise you, it's not only with us. You're gonna find bad reviews. If you're looking for them, you're gonna find them. I mean, you know exactly what it is.
I'm just looking at reviews, not even for bad reviews on Better Business
right.
Bureau.
And
there's only 11 reviews.
Now, well, the BBB, I mean, we've been registered with the BBB. I mean, people go on the Better Business Bureau. We have an A+ rating with the BBB. And here's the thing with the Better Business Bureau. I mean, we're registered with them. People are open and free to leave anything they want there. And you know, people, for the most part, only leave bad reviews on the BBB. You don't get people to go on there and say, hey, this is such a great company, right? That's what they do on the Google listings under reviews. So, you know, us only having 11. I'm sorry.
Is that where your good reviews are on Google?
Right. If you go on Google, yeah, you'll go on Google. You'll see all the people that are happy. I mean, if you account and put everything together on a bad review list or people that are not happy, it's about 2.5% out of 100, Zach, of people who are satisfied with the service that we provide. You know, so again, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, you can't base, you know, the service that we've been doing for 20 years on a couple of people that were just not happy with the outcome, you know, or, you know, for whatever reason they were pissed off and they left a bad review. I mean, we've been doing this for 20 years, and if you read, you know, what every one of our other customers are saying, I mean, 98% of the people on our platform are extremely happy with what we're doing for them. You know what I'm saying? And the reality is that, I mean, you won't know yourself until you try the service yourself. And I mean, you already have a GBP. You have a listing that's already on there. I mean, all we're doing is modifying that so you can get more clients, and then we're doing the ads for you. I mean, that by itself is going to save you money. But again, man, I mean, it's your discretion, brother. I mean, we're not that type of company that's going to insist or, you know, say, hey, man, do this today, you know. it doesn't work that way with us either, man. But, you know, based on what we discussed, I think it definitely, you know, makes quite a bit of sense. But again, I mean, you know, it's your call at the end of the day, brother. But I mean, if you tell me, I think that we can help you. And especially, I mean, if we're going to do the ads for you on Facebook, that by itself is going to pay for the service. I mean, you're going to get all the other knickknacks.
Let's go for it. I'll take your word for it. That user generally say good stuff about it. It's got 4.2 stars is pretty good. That's pretty fucking good. I got to hand that to you. 4.2 is pretty good. All right, let's do the card. Let's just go for it.
Okay. All right, whenever you're ready, brother.
That's like 850 good reviews. It just took me a minute to find that shit. That's what I was like. I was tripping. All right. It's a 4733-4220.
Okay.
7462-0164.
Expiration?
1227.
Okay. And then the CC code is going to be the last three behind the card.
441.
All right, just stand by for me 1 second, Zach. Will I verify that the card you provided is a valid one? While I do that, I do have to read our disclosure to you. This is pretty brief. Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. This call is being both monitored and recorded for quality assurance. It's also going to outline the service that you'll receive with us, and it serves as an added form of protection for you. To make sure that we do have everything correct on our end, can you please verify the name of the company?
VP Electric LLC.
Okay. Can you please verify your name and the title that you have with the business?
Zach Partain, CEO.
Perfect. And you are an authorized party to initiate services on behalf of CP Electric LLC, correct?
Yes.
And you are an authorized party on the billing account that you provided today?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, Zach, we also ask that you participate in the growth of the company. For this reason, we ask if you agree to be responsive to our phone calls and email only when it's necessary.
Sure, yeah.
Okay, perfect. In hiring Local Splasher, we will be your marketing representatives moving forward as of today. If at any point you happen to hire anyone else, all we ask is that you keep us in the loop with that so we're not duplicating our efforts. Okay.
Cool.
Your initial payment term will be processed today, which is March 6th for the amount of $249. Your next payment will not be due until April 6th, and your amount is going to stay at that flat rate of $249. Keep in mind, Zach, that this is not a contract. You have the right to stop or cancel the service if you are not happy. Okay? You're not, this is no contract, it's month to month. Okay?
Cool. All
right. Bear with me here 1 second. Okay, you're gonna get a call from our IT guys tomorrow. They'll give you a courtesy call tomorrow, Friday. Zach, these are the guys that, I'm sure you know what the IT guys do. They do all the back end work, right? They're the ones that are going to take care of the ads on Facebook. They're going to, you know, do the listing to expand the mileage to 20 miles. What time tomorrow would you have about 30 minutes to spare, Zach?
Let's see. Let me just look at my schedule real quick. Can you guys do like a morning thing?
Yeah. I mean, we're in the office early at 7 a.m. and then we, close the doors, at 4 p.m. but, the last, how early were you talking about?
Like 7:45.
Okay. I don't have a 7:45. I have an 8. Is it 8 okay?
Yeah, you said it's half an hour?
It's about 30 minutes, correct.
Yeah, that should work. Do I need to be by a computer or anything, or?
They're going to ask you, because they're going to send you some emails, so you don't have to have a computer. As long as you have internet access on your phone, you're fine.
Okay, I just might need to start driving at the end of it, because I have a 9 o'clock, so let's say, shit, I got a busy day.
You know what, are you open for 7 a.m. with that, because I do have one at 7 a.m. Is that too early for you?
7's fine. Let's do 7.
Okay. Let me see if we can do 7:30. Let me ask. These guys are still in the office. Let me see.
Cool.
That way we're not calling you super early. Can we do a 7:30 a.m. client take interview? Okay, they told me, yeah, go ahead. We'll take care of them at 7:30. So I'll do 7:30 for you.
Oh, that's great, man. I really appreciate it.
No worries, brother. All right, in a second, you're going to start getting text messages. You're going to start getting emails saying, you know, welcome to the company, you know, all that fun stuff. There's one email in particular, Zach, that you're going to receive. It's the first one. It's going to ask you that, you know, it's going to ask you to click on two little boxes that say that you give us permission to call or text you when it's necessary, and that all the information that you provided today, including your credit card information, that it's all yours and it's correct. If you have 2 minutes, I can walk you through it, so when they call you tomorrow, you know, it'll spare you about 10 minutes from the call, or you can do it tomorrow with the IT guy on the phone, because they're going to ask you to do it either way. So I don't know if you want to do it now or you can do it tomorrow.
Yeah, that like clicking on those boxes and stuff, you mean?
Yeah. It's really simple, right? I mean, it's just saying, hey, you guys have...
Yeah, I'm on it right now.
Oh, okay, perfect. Here. So that first email that you got says, you know, Local Splash, initial invoice, You want to go towards the bottom of it. It says, hello, SAC, and then it shows you your invoice. At towards the bottom, there's going to be little blue letters that says, please click here to accept terms. Let me know when you see that. If you went a little bit too down, if you went a little further down, it's going to say access your dashboard, which we're going to give you access to that as well. But you went a little too down on the page, a little, you know, if you're in that page. So it's a little bit higher than that. It says, please click here to accept subscription terms.
Okay. Damn, that's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, keep in mind, we're gonna list you on Yelp, correct. It's already part of the service.
So I can take my Yelp ads down then?
Well, if you're doing the ads, are you paying Yelp for the ads?
I am, yeah.
Yeah, no, don't take those down because we just do a regular listing, right? The ads are different because the ads you pay for, we just do a listing on Yelp. So I don't want you to take those down expecting us to do the ads. We do the ads on Facebook, but not on Yelp.
Got it. Okay.
But once you expand your radius and we do the Google, you're not going to have to pay Yelp, man. But again, you'll be the judge of that once you see how it works. So let me know when you see that, brother. Please click here to accept terms.
Yeah, I'm like, not. There's no way to scroll down to it. Is that on the part where I sign? Like,
yeah, you know what?
It's
going to be towards the left portion of it. On the bottom left, you're going to see mobile phone and then your phone number.
Oh, see, there's no, you can't, I see that. You can't scroll on my phone for some reason. Like, I can't get to that part.
Really? Okay, I do it on people's phone all the time. I don't know if it's a hiccup on your end.
It's like a hiccup on my phone, yeah. It, like, doesn't want to fucking do it. hold on. I got my computer. Hold on. I'll do it on my computer.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
All right. I use my phone all the time, too.
Yeah, and keep in mind that, you know, on the terms, there's a lot of different Google service products that do not apply to you. So please, you know, don't mind that, because if you start reading some of these products, you're going to be like, hey, what's this about $500? And what's this about $300? We do Google guarantees. We do Google ads. All the service products that Google offers, we do them. So they're listed on here. But the service that I put you on is a $249 flat rate with unlimited leads and unlimited calls, which means that it doesn't matter how many people call you, how many jobs you land, that $249 is never going to change.
Got it. Well, that's cool. And so you think I'll get, when I get leads through Google on this, you'll know how much I was getting through your service, basically?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's why we do that dashboard, because we want to track the progress, right? We want to show you, hey, man, this is working.
Oh, that's great. Okay, cool. I'm liking that. All right, so I'm opening my email. Just bear with me for a second here.
No worries, brother.
All right, welcome to Local Splash. Invoice.
That one, initial invoice. Click on that, and then just click on the same process that you did earlier.
All right.
And then let me know when you're on that page.
It's click here to accept the subscription terms. Is that right?
Yep. That. There you go. Exactly. Okay. Once you click on there.
Okay. Yeah.
Then,
see,
yeah.
Now it's showing up on here. My phone wouldn't scroll down to that part.
Yeah. So right under there, right? Go ahead and read those two little boxes. You know, they're very self and very transparent, explanatory. It says, I agree to receive SMS messages sent to my number, so click on that box. The next one, I certify that I'm the authorized holder of the credit card that I provided and all the information is complete and accurate. So you'll click on that box as well. And then about three sentences down, you're going to see where it says signature, and then you're going to see your name. Zachary Partain. Let me know when you see your name.
I did all that stuff. So I signed my name, and now I'm at the sign in for Welcome to Local Splash.
Oh, man, you're way ahead of me. Okay, perfect. So you did it correctly, because now you're telling me it says Welcome to Local Splash. That's exactly what it says. It's going to ask you for a username and password. You're going to get those tomorrow from our IT department. Okay?
Okay.
But as far as what you did, you're done, brother. You're all set. Again, Sack, let me be the first one to say welcome to the family here at Local Splash, man. I know that, you know, in the beginning you were a little bit hesitant and skeptical, but again, everything that we do is based off of results, man. You know, one thing I like to stand by is talk is cheap, you know, and, you know, one of the things that we can do is definitely keep our clients happy and busy, because that's what they want. So do me a favor. Please make sure that you do not miss that phone call at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. The only reason I say that is because if you do, we might have to push that out until Monday. So please be on standby for that phone call at 7:30.
Got it. I'm on it.
All right, Zach. Well, brother, welcome to the family, man. We'll talk to you tomorrow. You know, again, thanks for giving us that 1% of your trust, and we'll definitely give that another 99 ourselves, brother. You take care. If you do ever have any questions, concerns, man, shoot me a call. You know, I don't think that I've ever spoken to someone that has, you know, done, that has openly said, hey, man, I was in the weed business. You know, that's pretty awesome.
Now you can say, you couldn't say that back in the day.
Right. Nowadays, yep, you're absolutely correct. I mean, even a lot of jobs nowadays, believe it or not, it's against, some California laws that you can't even test people anymore for cannabis.
I know. Thank God. Right?
you're gonna get me in trouble, Zach. I got to get off the line.
All right.
Hey, brother. We'll talk to you tomorrow, 7:30 a.m. Please make sure you pick up the call, man.
All right. Sounds good, man.
All right. Have a good one, Zach. Take care, brother.
All right, you, man. Take care.
All right. Bye, bye. Mm-hmm.